Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When a company is just getting started, there are certain legal ducks that need to be in a row in order for that company to not only get off the ground, but to survive. One of those is to make sure your proprietary knowledge and designs are protected. Ben Klesuski is an attorney with Thrive IP. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, to help with this topic. Ben, welcome.
Hi, Mike.
First of all, give us your background. How long have you been doing IP work, intellectual property?
I have been an intellectual property attorney, patents, trademarks, copyrights, for over 17 years. This is my third career. I was an engineering center manager for a while in the D.C. area, where we worked on electro-optics and computer systems. And prior to that, I was a graduate from the U.S. Naval Academy and flew in the Navy for a number of years.
You might have heard some or helped somebody through some horror stories then where they did not have their proprietary knowledge protected.
I don't want to put a percentage on it, but let's just say a good chunk of my practice is usually trying to fix situations where folks did not have their ducks in a row, so to speak.
Can you share with us a real-world example or two? And, of course, you do not have to give their names.
Sure. I think one of the most interesting ones to me was a company that had a magazine. They work in the education arena. They had a marketing manager that they ended up firing years ago. The marketing manager took the name of their magazine and federally registered it. The client that I'm speaking of did not federally register their own trademark, their own magazine name. Strangely enough, the man that took the name after he was fired then turned around and sued my client for federal trademark infringement. So it was quite ironic, and we spent a lot of money and time trying to unsort that mess. And had the client simply gotten a federal registration themselves years earlier, they probably could have avoided that situation altogether.
When does a company know when they should go ahead and go through the process of protecting? Maybe it's just a slogan.
That's exactly right. I was about to say that every company, whether they know it or not, has intellectual property, even if it's just their business name. And often their business name is also their slogan or their service mark, if you will. So even if you're starting a coffee shop, you probably have a business name, of course, and you're putting that out there on the internet, everywhere else you're advertising it. So you're using a mark, whether you're thinking about that or not. You may not be inventing, you know, the latest cure for some type of a disease. You may not be creating widgets, but you still have a business name that needs to be protected. And the flip side to that, or the other side of that coin, is even if you're not thinking about, well, how do I need to protect my name, the other part of the problem is, am I stepping on somebody else's intellectual property? And that's usually the part that most people are not really thinking about.
Do you suppose that a lot of people just don't go through with it because they don't want to spend the money? Does it cost a lot to protect your intellectual property?
Not really, and especially in situations when you have to untangle the mess down the road, it's relatively inexpensive to do certain things like getting a federal trademark registration, for instance. It's relatively inexpensive compared. But I don't think it's because people are trying to avoid that as much as they're not thinking about it.
What kind of things can and cannot be trademarked?
Well, the example I often give is the name of the company, which is sometimes people will think of that as the trade name or the business name. That can also be the trademark or the service mark. So if your business name is Acme Company and you're selling products or widgets under the name Acme, then it's also a trademark. If you're fixing widgets under the word Acme, then it's also a service mark. What can't be protected would be what we in the trademark world call a generic name. So if I'm selling cups, if my business is about glasses and cups and such things, I can't use the word cup to sell cups. I can't exclusively own that word because that's what the trademark world calls a generic word. And another way to say that is that word belongs to the public, so I can't exclusively hold those rights to myself.
Well, Ben, great information. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Ben Kosuski is a registered U.S. patent attorney with the Greenville, South Carolina office of Thrive IP, and we will have a link to his firm posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.